This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Israel launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles on Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles on Israel this morning. The Israeli military spokesman said that Iran fired scores of drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, the majority of them intercepted outside Israel's borders. He said a handful of missiles managed to land in Israel and one strike critically injured a 10-year-old girl in southern Israel, while another missile struck an army base. Many countries and United Nations chiefs have condemned the attack, as Iran had vowed vengeance since an April 1 airstrike in Syria killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building and accused Israel of being behind the attack. Meanwhile, Iran seized a commercial ship with links to Israel as it passed through the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The Portuguese-flagged ship is linked to Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer. Out of 25 members on the ship seized by Iran, 17 are Indians. Man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system indigenously designed and developed by Defense Research and Development Organization has been field evaluated in different flight configurations several times with the objective of proving the technology with high superiority. The system consisted of the MP-80GM launcher, target acquisition system, and the fire control unit. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at the Pokhran Field Firing Range, Rajasthan, on April 13, 2024. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and YSR Congress Party Chief Jagmohan Reddy suffered an injury above his left eyebrow after being hit by a stone in Vijayawada yesterday. According to reports, a group of miscreants started pelting stones at the Chief Minister's bus during the rally, which led him and another person to sustain injuries. MLA Vellampalli Srinivas, who was standing next to Jagan, also sustained an injury to his left eye. Doctors immediately provided first aid to Jagan Mohan Reddy on the bus. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished for the speedy recovery of Andhra Pradesh CM YS Jagan Mohan Reddy following the stone pelting attack on his convoy during a roadshow in Andhra Pradesh's Jayawada. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, has extended warm greetings to the people of the state on the festive occasion of Bohag Bihu. On the joyous occasion, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, he also extended best wishes to the people of Assam. He expressed his hope that the occasion will herald a new era of harmonious relations and prosperity. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also conveyed warm greetings and wishes of the vibrant festival of Bohag Bihu to sisters and brothers of Assam. In a social media post, Khandu said that the day not only marks the beginning of the Assamese New Year, but also the advent of spring, symbolizing renewal and rejuvenation. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, has conveyed warm greetings to the people of the state on the propitious occasion of the Lungte Festival. He expressed his hope that the sanctity of the traditions of the Nishi community will go a long way in preserving the cultural diversity of Arunachal Pradesh. In his message, the governor said that the Lungte festival emphasizes the wellness of human beings and the fertility and multiplication of animals and domestic livestock in the days ahead. The Bharatiya Janata Party today released its manifesto Sankalp Patra for the 2024 Lok Sabha polls. At an event in New Delhi, party president J.P. Nadda listed out the government's achievements over the last 10 years. During the event, PM Narendra Modi also spoke at length, highlighting his government's achievements and his vision. PM Modi said that BJP has implemented every PM Modi said that BJP has implemented every point of its manifesto as a guarantee. He said that BJP's focus is on dignity of life, quality of life, and employment through investments. Modi said that he wants to make India a global hub of all emerging sectors. The Sangin Festival is being celebrated by the people of Thai Khamti at different places in the state today. Taking part in the Sangin Festival celebration at Golden Pagoda in Namsai, Chief Minister Pema Khandu conveyed his heartiest greetings and wishes to the lovely people of Arunachal Pradesh on the pious occasion of Sangin. Khandu, along with Assam Minister Ashok Singhal, Ladakh MP Jamyal Shring Amyal, MLA Chaunaman and many others celebrated Sangin at Namsai today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.